living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So let's talk about ways to improve near and far sightedness. My guest is John Monroe. He is a natural vision improvement educator. As a vision educator, John lectures, consults, and interviews about prevention and improvement of most all major eye diseases and disorders. He also addresses how to eliminate the need for glasses, contact lenses, and reading glasses. John, welcome to Healthy Talk.
How you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for coming on. Let's begin a little bit with your story. Maybe just tell my listeners a little bit about who you are and how you got started as, or how you got into this role as a natural vision educator.
Well, a natural vision improvement educator, I work in that field. I basically teach people how to eliminate their need for glasses, contacts, readers, bifocals, trifocals, progressive lenses, and also how to prevent and improve eye diseases. And I was trained by Dr. Deborah Banker, and she was a cataract surgeon, but she was into holistic alternative approaches to eye problems, eye diseases, and, you know, what's causing these problems? Why are people nearsighted? Why are people farsighted? And, you know, why do people get cataracts? So she did a lot of research on these with patients in her clinic. And when I met her, I had had some severe eye problems that were a bad result from radial keratotomy surgery. I had a surgery to improve my eyesight in 1980, and about 9 years later, I had all types of major eye problems happening from having that surgery. So a friend of mine introduced me to Dr. Banker out in Malibu, California, and I saw her as a patient for a while and saw the things she was doing with people, and started working with her in her clinic, and I worked with her for 15 years in her clinic.
And so you do a lot of, I know, lectures, and you talk, you do a lot of interviews like on my show now, and so your real inspiration for all this started with your own eye problems, right?
Right. And I've done some, you know, radio shows around the country on this topic. You know, we do them all the time. And I do health expos and do lecture at the expos. And we also do workshops on the natural vision improvement. And basically, Dr. Banker developed a self-help vision care kit. And you can use this at home. You don't have to go anywhere to do this. And it's for all ages. Anybody with eyes can pretty much work with this. And we teach people how to use the kit. A lot of people just order the kit, and we mail it to them, and then they call us, and we go over it with them on the phone also. So I'm in the office here all week, and that's what I do. I help people all over the country. Other countries contact us and help
well,
them
we
with
can,
their
let's,
eye
problem. We'll get into, I'll tell you what, John, we'll get into what that kit really entails and what's in that kit in a second. Let's back up a little bit, and let's talk about something like nearsightedness, myopia. What have we learned? Or what are some of the symptoms, the causes, and how do you approach myopia when it comes to treatment?
Well, myopia is nearsightedness also. And when you can't see far away good, I mean way out there at a distance, you know, it's blurry. You're nearsighted, or they call it myopia. And basically it's caused by the six outer eye muscles that move your eye around. When you look up or down, left, right, any direction you can move your eyes, done by the six outer eye muscles. And these muscles, there's things that can cause these muscles to tighten up. They're the only muscle in the body that tightens up, and then it'll hold tension. And then over time, it can tighten up some more and hold tension. And as it does this, it starts squeezing the eye, and the eye becomes more egg-shaped. It becomes more elongated. And that can throw your vision off. I mean, we're just talking a couple millimeters of change in the length of the eye to, you know, throw your vision off. And there are things you can do to release the tension in these muscles, and as you do that, they quit squeezing the eye, and it can come back to a more normal round shape. And as it does that, your vision clears up. And people also, they can be farsighted, and that's another problem with your vision. And farsightedness is where you can read small print okay, and you can see far away okay, but maybe 5-10 feet in front of you is blurry. That's farsightedness. And a lot of people confuse farsightedness with presbyopia, and presbyopia is trouble reading small print. And nearsighted people, if your prescription's over a -8 or higher, we find a lot of those people having retinal tears and retinal detachments and developing floaters. So it's good to try to lower your diopters, that's the strength of your lenses, and improve your eyesight and avoid having future eye problems.
So you brought up something interesting about the floaters. What do you think the floaters are? Because there's a lot of different thoughts of what floaters actually are. And so you're saying that myopia may be a cause of floaters as well?
Right. As the eye gets elongated, it's more egg-shaped. The retina is the inner lining of the eye, and it's about the thickness of tissue paper. And what a floater is when you see a little black hair or a little black dot floating around in your visual field in your eye, it's actually vitreous jelly. And vitreous gel is like Vaseline. There's a thin coating of this on top of the retina. And the rest of your eye is full of aqueous humor. It's kind of like egg white. So when the eye is getting stretched out from the muscle squeezing it, it's pulling on the retina, and some of that jelly can break loose and float around in your eye. Also, if the eye is too dehydrated, the jelly can dry up and little pieces can break off and float around. And there are things you can do to reverse floaters.
Before we do that, I do want to talk a little bit about reversing floaters. Let's go back to the myopia, though. So since it's really about the muscles, how do I exercise and improve the health of my 6 eye muscles? I can't just go to the gym and do an eye machine, right?
Well, our self-help vision care kit that Dr. Banker developed is kind of like a gym in a box for your eyes. And there's different eye exercises from India, Tibet, China, Western medicine. And Dr. Banker would find all these things, and she would try them on her patients in her clinic. And the ones that work good are in the kit. And they're simple to do. They take a few minutes. A lot of them are diagrams and drawings that you work with. And in the kit, we have an eye chart to check your distance vision that actually comes with it. It's a big E chart, and you put that up on the wall 20 feet away from you, and you can check your distance vision with that eye chart. And we also have an eye chart in the kit for checking your reading vision. You hold it about 14 inches in front of you. So there's a lot to do with acupressure points you can work on, reflexology points. There's other techniques that you can work with. And also you need to change your attitude about certain things, your diet, your lifestyle. So it's a combination of things to work on.
What has been your experience? I mean, if people follow your program, if they use the kit, you know, go through those eye mm-hmm. exercises, what can they expect? I mean, are we talking about not having to go to glasses or
out of your glasses? You know, as your vision improves, you start reading the lines on the eye chart better, and eventually you can work your way to 20/20. The people with weaker prescriptions are going to, you know, their eyes are going to improve faster. The stronger your prescription and your lenses, the more time it takes. But I've seen people go from I'll show them some exercises over the phone.
I'll tell you what, John, we'll come back to more of that experience thing. Real quickly, give me a website that I can send listeners to.
Our website, if you want to see it, is drbanker.com. It's drbanker.com.
Let's leave it there, drbanker.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.